Noisy by Roger Hargreaves. Mr. Noisy was a very, very noisy person indeed. For example, if Mr. Noisy was reading this story to you, he'd be shouting at the top of his voice. And the top of Mr. Noisy's voice was a very loud place indeed. You could hear it 100 miles away. Now, this story begins when Mr. Noisy was asleep in bed, in his bedroom, in his house, which was on top of a hill. He was snoring. And, as you can well imagine, when Mr. Noisy snored, that was a snore worth hearing. It sounded more like a herd of elephants than a snore. Then Mr. Noisy's alarm clock went off. Mr. Noisy's alarm clock sounds like no other alarm clock in the world. It sounds more like a fire engine. Mr. Noisy woke up. And so, too, did all the people who lived in Wobbleville, which is at the bottom of Mr. Noisy's hill. Later that day, Mr. Noisy decided that he had to go shopping. He went out of his house, shutting the door behind him. Bang! The door wobbled! The house wobbled! The whole hill wobbled! Wobbleville wobbled! Even a bird flying high above wobbled! Then Mr. Noisy walked down the hill. Clump, clump, clump! He walked into the bakery. Bang! Went the door as he shut it.
I'd like a loaf of bread!
Boomed Mr. Noisy to Mrs. Crumb, the baker's wife. Mrs. Crumb trembled and sold him a loaf. Then Mr. Noisy walked along the street to the butcher shop. Clump, clump, clump! He walked into the butcher shop. Bang! Went the door as he shut it.
I'd like a piece of meat!
Boomed Mr. Noisy to Mr. Bacon, the butcher. Mr. Bacon trembled and sold him some meat. Afterwards, Mrs. Crumb met Mr. Bacon in the street.
We really must do something about Mr. Noisy being so noisy, she said.
Absolutely,
replied Mr. Bacon.
But what?
I know, said Mrs. Crumb,
and she whispered into Mr. Bacon's ear. Mr. Bacon smiled a small smile, which grew into a broad grin.
Mrs. Crumb,
he said,
I think you have the answer.
The following day, Mr. Noisy went shopping in Wobbleville again. Clump, clump, clump. He went into Mrs. Crumb's shop.
I'd like a loaf of bread,
he boomed.
Sorry, what did you say?
Asked Mrs. Crumb, pretending not to hear.
I'd like a loaf of bread!
Roared Mr. Noisy.
Can't hear you, replied Mrs. Crumb.
Mr. Noisy gave up and went out. Mr. Noisy went into Mr. Bacon's shop.
I'd like a piece of meat,
he boomed. Mr. Bacon pretended not to notice.
I'd like a piece of meat,
Mr. Noisy shouted.
Did you say something?
Asked Mr. Bacon.
I said I'd like a piece of meat,
roared Mr. Noisy.
Pardon?
Said Mr. Bacon. Mr. Noisy gave up and went home. He went to bed that night, hungry. The next day, Mr. Noisy tried again. He went into Mrs. Crumb's shop.
I'd like a loaf of bread,
he boomed. A what? Asked Mrs. Crumb. Mr. Noisy started shouting at the very top of his voice.
A loaf of...
And then he stopped. And then he thought. And then he said quietly,
I'd like a loaf of bread, please, Mrs. Crumb.
Certainly,
she said with a smile. Then Mr. Noisy went into Mr. Bacon's shop.
I'd like a piece of meat,
he boomed.
Did you say something?
Asked Mr. Bacon.
Yes, I did,
shouted Mr. Noisy at the very, very top of his voice.
I said I'd like a...
And then he stopped. And then he thought. And then he said quietly,
I'd like a piece of meat, please.
Mr. Bacon smiled.
My pleasure,
he said. So, carrying his bread and his meat, Mr. Noisy set off for home, up the hill. Clump, clump, clump. Then he stopped. Then he thought. And then, do you know what he did? He tiptoed. A tiptoe was something Mr. Noisy had never tried before. It was fun. Mr. Noisy arrived at his front door, started to open it, and then he stopped. And then he thought. And then, do you know what he did? He opened the door very quietly. He stepped inside, and then he shut the door very gently. Quietly and gently were two things Mr. Noisy had never tried before either. They were fun, too. And do you know something? From then on, Mr. Noisy wasn't anything like he used to be. And do you know something else? The people of Wobbleville are delighted, especially Mrs. Crumb and Mr. Bacon. And do you know something else? Mr. Noisy has learned how to whisper.